Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. We are live. 888-88-SCUBA is the number to call if you want to chime in today. And we got some stuff to talk about, but before we get into that, let's recap. Because our last broadcast actually was our 17-year anniversary show that I recorded at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the guy who sang that to me in drag was really that was disturbing. But, you know, it was the same weekend of the opening of the Lady Gaga concert tour. So, you know, it fit right in. Everybody thought I was just part of the festivities. And I just went with it. But
you said festivities, right?
Yeah.
Because festivities are a completely different thing.
Right.
Just pointing it out. Mm-hmm. We have listeners in Key West.
So we had a great party. So much so that I had to take a break for a week. So we took a, I don't know, it wasn't really a vacation. I just had some traveling. I had a lot of work I had to get done. And so we took a break after doing our big party show. Go back and listen to it online, by the way. It was a fun show. A lot of folks had some nice things to say about the show. 17 years on the air. I mean, it's proud to be a part of it for the most part. There's a few things that have happened over the years that we'd probably like to forget that, unfortunately, we keep getting reminded about. But, hey, that's okay. I just part of the... Part of the history, you know, part of, you know, you just got to go with it and own it as you see fit.
There are actually plenty of things which we can't remember that we keep getting reminded
of. Well, those
of.
Are the things that I'm talking about. These are the things that I've blocked out, but people keep reminding me, remember when you did that?
There's a difference between blocked out and blacked out. And some of these things they keep telling us about, I don't remember them even though they keep saying it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a story that says that there's a picture of me floating around somewhere dressed as a mermaid laying on a couch on a liverboard. That can't be true.
Yeah,
I don't know. Not true.
What happens on Scuba Radio stays on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that could be. It's hard to say. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you just got to go with it. And like I said, just own it. Have some fun with it. Just know that that just goes with the territory. All right, so that was last week, or the week before, actually. And but I've been working heavily behind the... I'm working quite a bit behind the scenes. And a lot of stuff has been going on, actually, with the website this week. We're doing some big upgrades. We've got this new network expansion that happens May 1st, by the way, which is big news for the show. We talked about that last week a little bit, too. As we expand our reach with more radio stations across the U.S. and beyond, it's a pretty cool time in the evolution of our little goofy radio show about diving. But I've been working on the website and doing a lot of new stuff there as well, so you can share the show, you know, through Facebook, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff. So there's some backbone type stuff on the website that's been upgraded that you're going to see some new changes on how we distribute the show through podcasting, iTunes, and that kind of thing. And hopefully, it'll be better. It'll be easier for you to do so.
Better, easier, and not cheaper. That's what I'm hoping for.
No, it's same price.
I'm hoping it will be expensive.
We are not raising the price by 1 cent. Not raising it at all.
Do you know how much money you could make if it was 50 cents a download? Just 50 cents, Greg. Can you please try and make yourself some damn money with this show? Because I would love to get paid.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
A cost of drinking adjustment.
You know, we could do that, and God knows
that's a nice one.
It's been asked many, many times of me to do that.
Yeah, mainly by me.
Yeah, Bill's definitely a main cheerleader in that effort. But I say no.
M-O-N-E-Y. Give us.
We are the show of the people, and the people will not be. I don't know what.
Yeah, you take the concept of free speech a little too far, in my opinion.
Well, maybe that's true. But anyway, no changes there. Just easier to share with your friends, your buddies, and that kind of thing. And that's obviously what we want you to do.
So downloading Scuba Radio will continue to be free and practically worth the money.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to go that far. But definitely free and hopefully easier to share with your buddies and friends.
Which, quite honestly, if you've ever met us, it's hard to imagine that we could be easier.
True. All right, so... That said, there's some other stuff I've been doing on the web. I posted a new article today. I was actually approached a couple weeks ago to write a top 10 list.
Psst. Hey, buddy, could you write us a top 10 list? It's us, BuzzFeed.
And I was like, no, I don't do these. I honestly hate top 10 lists. I just don't like them, Bill. I'm not a fan of top 10 lists.
No wonder David Letterman lost his job.
Well,
because you hate top 10 lists.
Exactly. Well, you know, David Letterman's lists are fun. Those are good. But when someone's actually trying to rate something, I mean, it's just too subjective, especially diving. You know, even as a diver at your certification level, which isn't even close to the experiences of what I have, you get this question. Where do you go? What are their top 5 or 10 places to go, right?
Yes. Yes, I get asked that
every
all the time.
Every diver gets this question from non-divers.
Do you know what I do?
What?
I answer 5 places where I know the people who own it. That's what I do because I want them to get the business.
Well, okay, that's one thing you could do. But it's hard to, you know, to first of all, to come up with a list. And secondly, it's so diverse. Depends on what kind of diving you like. You know, my favorite thing to say when people ask, where's your favorite place to dive is, well, it's the next place I'm going. Because there's always something there that's going to be cool to see underwater.
Do you know what would be harder for me than making a top 10 list of places? Because I just listed the last 10 places.
Yeah.
Harder for me would be to make a list of the 3 least favorite places to dive.
Oh, we know that.
No. How many times have I dove,
now, wait a minute,
gotten in the water, actually diving in the water, and not enjoyed the dive?
Wait, Bill, were you with Greg and us when we went to Andros and we dove the Great Brown Hole?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say,
okay,
that might be
a great one.
You really
that
might
be
a quicker
list.
I was there.
That was not a great dive, but it wasn't really a dive either because we only had scuba.
Yeah,
I
we
mean,
just
I
snorkeled.
Only had to snorkel. Yeah. And I even wouldn't count the time when Greg was my dive buddy and he let me end up a half a mile behind the dive boat because I couldn't descend.
Aw.
Yeah, I wouldn't even count that as one of my 3 worst dives because I don't know if I could get to 3 on dives, which I didn't enjoy something about the dive.
Well,
and it was nice to be in the dinghy.
That's right.
On that dive with my safety.
It's
sausage.
Always better
downward. Where it's
wetter.
Exactly.
And we're done. Thank you. See you next week.
Oh, wait.
Every dive is a good dive.
We got more. We got to fill. Sorry. All right. So anyway, so I'm approached to create this list. I don't want to do it, but I'm like, oh, okay. Finally, I cave. To be honest with you, I don't want to say the publication, but this is a pretty big deal, and I'll be able to share it, you know, within, you know, another week or two, but it is a pretty big deal, and that's why I agreed to come up with this list.
I have a very good guess. Can I guess how it starts? Let me guess how it starts.
Okay.
I never thought it would happen to me.
No.
There I was working at a dive shop, and she came in and she said, can you look at these?
What is wrong with him?
I don't
You were
know.
Asked to make a top 10 list for Penthouse Forum letters,
There's
weren't you?
There's something wrong with your ballast.
No. No, as you can see from the post on my dive blog at scubaradio.com, it is a top 10 dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean.
Okay.
So just the U.S. and Caribbean. We're not talking about the Pacific. We're not talking about the Galapagos, the Fiji, any of those type of places.
Cozumel out of the question. No, Cozumel's Caribbean. Caribbean. Okay. All right.
And
all
matter
right.
of fact, it made my list.
Ooh.
I believe. So
let me see if I can remember what I copied and pasted.
Right. Yeah, I'm checking. Did I get it? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's number seven.
What about dream dives, Greg? You should have a list of where you want to go.
Well, let's just stick on the dumb project they gave me in the first place. Will we dream level, boy? Come on. This was a lot of work. I had to rack my brain around. It took me forever.
I can imagine that would be a long time. And I would imagine that you probably spent some time when you're looking at a list like that, especially with somebody as diverse of a diving history as you have. Most people that are divers get to dive a handful of places, and you've dove hundreds of places. So for you, you would not just want the warm water places that everyone would guess, I would think. You probably got some places that aren't just... No, you've only got warm water places. What was I thinking? Yeah.
No, there are a couple in the U.S.
Okay.
Catalina Island up there. I actually put
That's
Panama
just barely
City
in the U.S.
And gave them but we'll go through it next and work through this properly on today's show. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what that means, but I haven't talked to Daryl in a long time. He shunned me, I think. I don't know.
Think he got too big for you?
Well, after he left Saturday Night Live, you know, he's like, I don't have to put up with this crap anymore. And he doesn't return my calls, but, you know, what are you going to do? Maybe after I get published on this top 10 list, he'll chat to me again.
Yeah, but, you know what? He's probably a big reader of the Picayune Times.
Well, hey, you know, it's kind of a big deal. I was approached to create this top 10 list of dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. Not a big fan of doing this type of stuff, but I was like, all right, finally, I'll put it together for you, give it my best shot. And so let's work through this, and you feel free to chime in with your suggestions, comments, or critiques, which I have a feeling the latter will be more popular amongst our listeners. 888-88-SCUBA. All right, starting with the top 10 or the 10th position. I put Catalina Island, right off of Long Beach, California there.
Cold water, though, right?
Cold water.
Great white sharks.
Have not actually dived there myself personally.
I've
been
there. You
were
on a boat?
I was on a boat.
You were on a boat where people were
I looked
were
in
diving.
The water. I've been in the Long Beach Aquarium. I've seen the seas, the Garibaldis, the whole thing.
Just so we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You have a top 10 list of your favorite dive sites, and the 10th one, understanding that you have literally been diving in 150, 200 different places.
Right.
Your 10th most favorite dive site is a site you haven't been in the water
well,
at.
Well, and when I say site, I mean area, okay? Not just one particular site.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm also taking into consideration the popularity of that site amongst the diving community, because this list is really being created for people that aren't necessarily hardcore divers as well. So maybe you're an entry-level student, you've just got into diving.
An entry-level great white shark diver. In the water in Catalina.
Well, no, you're not a great white shark diver.
That's Isn't that where you did the great white shark
no,
dives?
No, that's Guadalupe.
Oh, I get those places.
That's a totally
confused.
Different thing.
Is that in the top 10?
No.
Okay.
Because actually, that wouldn't be the Caribbean, I don't think, would it? No.
No, it's the wrong side.
Right.
I suppose.
So Catalina Island counts as a U.S. dive site because
yes,
it'd be on the coast.
Okay. All right, yes.
Okay, so that's what I use to represent pretty much all of California.
And Oregon and yeah. Seattle.
Yeah, which is...
Actually,
you know,
everything west of the Mississippi. Go on.
Yeah, but the Casino Point Underwater Dive Park is a very popular site. You go to Catalina Island, anybody on the left coast that's been out there, or anywhere, anyone for that matter, it's probably one of the most popular dive sites in the world, just because of
just
that.
Just so I understand, the coast of the water that actually gave us sport diving... gets one mention in your top 10.
Yep.
Okay, just checking.
Hey, it's U.S. and Caribbean. This is what they gave me to work with. I'm like, how am I supposed to do it? I'll just do the best I can. So that's what I got. Number 10, Catalina Island. Number 9, Roatan.
Roatan's good.
Yeah, Honduras.
Yeah, you know? Roatan. If I had to make a top 5, I might put Roatan in the top 5.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's a beautiful place. Yeah. And, you know, you go into Roatan, dive around there. It's easy diving, all sorts of diving. They'll have a shark dive. They'll have great reefs. They'll have some walls here and there and that kind of thing. And if you can piggyback a short little trip over to Utila during whale shark season, then you got a real trip on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So Roatan came in at number 9.
Yep.
Number 8 was the Spice Island, which is...
Dominica.
No. Grenada.
Yeah, you're
Grenada. I'm getting the
Grenada.
Two of them mixed up.
That's
right. It's because I don't get to go to either of them.
True.
To me, they're the same island.
Spice Island.
To
you know,
me,
the home
Grenada
of...
and Dominica are the same place, Greg, because you get to go.
Never.
No.
I never get to go.
No. They're very different.
Oh, I don't doubt that they're different, but to me, they're the same.
Well, anyway, Grenada comes in number 10. Spice Island, Nutmeg, Cocoa, all these spices. You can go there. Topside, it's fun. But one of the big attractions, the Bianca Sea Wreck Site, where I got certified on the rebreather with the friends from with our friends from Aquanauts Grenada, Peter and Gerlinda. And so that made number 8 for me. I think that's a place people should go to. And when they go to Grenada, what?
Did you visit Heartbreak Ridge?
No.
Okay.
Didn't bother. And go to Grenada, dive the Bianca Sea, do the underwater sculpture park.
Cool.
And then,
permission
just
to speak
like,
freely.
No, just like Roatan, where you get a little side trip to Utila, and Grenada, go to Carriacou and head over there for a couple days and do some of that unspoiled
you're
diving.
Just taking that knife and just twisting it.
I'm telling you.
Spinning it around.
These are ideas and suggestions.
My entrails are just completely wrapped around the knife.
I'm just trying to add, you know.
Yeah, they
give you something to look forward to
Appreciate
someday,
it.
You know, when you're retired and make millions. So Grenada and Carriacou, a little side trip to Carriacou, came in at number 8. All right, so number 7 was mentioned already, which was
Cozumel.
Cozumel.
Number 7 he said was Cozumel.
The Currents of Cozumel.
Yes, exactly. Drift diving capital of the world. Pretty popular amongst the diving community. Had to get it on there somewhere. Palancar Reef, the place that is probably the most popular in that area. But pretty much all the diving there is going to be pretty amazing. Drift diving, especially.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 was Cozumel. Number 6 I came up with was the Cayman Islands. which might surprise some people because Caymans usually come up maybe a little bit higher in some other people's lists. But this is the U.S. and Caribbean. I had to kind of, you know, juggle a little. Caymans, you know, my feeling about them, you know, if you go to Grand Cayman, all types of diving, technical to beginner, snorkeling. I mean, they got it all. It's pretty much the easiest type of diving, and as far as having all the resources, the dive shops, the equipment, and everything, they have it all there in Grand
Cayman. Stingray
Cayman.
City's in
exactly.
Cayman.
That's what I'm saying. The snorkeling, yeah. The whole thing. If you want to get away from it all and get away from the crowds, though, you got to go over to Cayman Brac or Little Cayman.
Mm-hmm.
Do Bloody Bay Wall. Head over there. Do some of that more off the beaten path type of diving.
And great U2 song, by the way.
Yes,
Bloody
exactly.
Bay Wall.
Yeah.
No.
So that came in number six was Cayman Islands. Let's see. Number five was Florida.
The whole state.
Well, yeah, I picked a few highlights under. There's little subcategories. I got Tavernier. You know, you got, Captain Slate just moved down the road there, by
absolutely.
The way, to Tavernier.
Cool.
Yeah. Captain Slate's Scuba Adventures, and you can do that creature feature that we always talk about. That's something you have to mark off the list. Fort Lauderdale, got to do the Aqua Zoo with Jeff, Captain Cocktail, and the crew there, South Florida Diving Headquarters. And then I put Panama City, where you could use that base of operations to dive some of the wrecks up off the panhandle, including the USS Oriskany. So you can hit the panhandle, you know, go down to South Florida and do Fort Lauderdale, Tavernier, Cabin Slate. Hey, you can throw Key West in there, too.
All right, so we got five or six done. That was number five, right?
That was five. We got four more. We'll work through them next right here on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. And take your suggestions as well at 888-88-SCUBA. Dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. Just to recap. Catalina Island, number 10. 9, Roatan. 8, Grenada. 7, Cozumel. 6, Cayman Islands. 5, Florida.
And can I point out, I'm proud of you for getting down to the fifth one on your list before you started just plain old cheating.
Yeah.
Because when you come to Florida, for those of you who aren't familiar with Florida, although you could go to those three places in Florida on the same trip, you'd best plan on spending a month.
True.
Because if you're going to be diving up in Panama City, and you're going to be diving off of Fort Lauderdale, and you're going to be diving down in the Keys, you're going to want at least a week at each one of those places.
Yeah.
So then there's some travel time involved, and you know, we're a little bit weird, too. So you probably want to, you know, catch the world's largest ball of string.
There you go. All right, so number four, top U.S. dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. Number four, Bonaire, which is consistently considered the shore diving capital of the world. Just dive off the docks of Captain Don's habitat at night, and you could be followed by a friendly tarpon as your dive buddy. He'll follow your dive light and they chomp a fish right there in front of you like he did me. Charlie was his name when I was there. I'm sure he's still there, or cousin, or distant relative. But Bonaire comes in number four. Number three?
Wait, what?
If you're going to be doing that shore dive there in Bonaire, and you go in and you forget something, you have to come out, do you have to say sorry, Charlie, to the tarpon?
Well, that would be, I'd say that's proper protocol.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
where is Bonaire?
You're in another
Greg?
Country. You're a guest in their country. Be polite, for Christ's sakes. All right, number three.
Where is Bonaire?
Quiz.
Where is Bonaire? Down by Aruba and Curacao.
Oh, okay. So it's an island in that
close,
chain of islands.
Close to South America.
Yes.
Oh, really close.
Yeah. Just Google it. All right. Number three, Ceiba. Ceiba comes in at number three. I'll tell you why next. And we'll work through, you know, 3, 2, 1 right here next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 527. Popping a regulator in your mouth and pretending to be Darth Vader is so 80s.
Don't fail me again.
Next dive trip, strap a spear gun to your back and run around the dive deck like Katniss from The Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer of Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. What's that you're reading?
Just another story about a shark attack. As usual, it's more fiction than fact.
Yes, that usually equates to bad news for sharks.
You said it. I wish these folks would learn about marine critters before deciding to be afraid of them. I mean, I've been diving for years with just about every creature that's supposed to eat me. And in my experience, there is nothing to fear from them. As long as you respect them, they have no problem with you.
I think you got it there exactly right. Despite a lot of public perception, hazardous marine life injuries are really actually extremely rare. And most of the injuries that do occur are really accidental or avoidable.
How so?
Well, most marine life injuries are the result of defensive reactions by animals, and it's usually the result of something the diver did.
Such as?
One of the big things is poor buoyancy control. If you drop down or run into an animal, they have every right to try to protect themselves. Similarly, a lack of attention to your environment can really produce the same result.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not the lack of skill or awareness, but a diver's lacking respect for the marine life or acting aggressive toward them. I mean, I see divers messing with marine life way too often.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and you're absolutely right. And just like any other creature that feels threatened, marine life animals will defend themselves.
So what can we do to avoid the confrontation?
It's really not that complicated. I think it's important to just respect the environment into which you're entering and remember that you're a guest, not the critters that live there.
Good advice, but what about unavoidable accidents? It's hard to plan for that.
You know, I don't think it's quite as hard as you think. As with every other dive situation, I think it's a good idea to incorporate a consideration of the marine life that you might be diving with into your dive planning. Think about the potentially hazardous marine life that you might expect to encounter on any given dive. Make sure that you have a first aid kit on site and that none of the stuff that's in there has expired. In addition, the use of appropriate exposure protection, things like skins, hoods, and gloves, can really help to minimize our exposure to injury, even when those critters are microscopic.
Well, what about during the dive?
First and foremost, practice good buoyancy control. If you stay off the bottom and keep a safe distance from animals and other objects like reefs and wrecks, you'll go a long ways towards reducing accidental scratches and scrapes.
Streamlining your gear can also help avoid accidental brushes, can it?
Absolutely. It can also help reduce fatigue, which in turn helps keep you in control, which in turn
helps you avoid accidental brushes.
You got it. Be aware of your surroundings and know where you are in the water column at all times in relation to the reef, the bottom, or animals.
How about just leaving the marine life alone?
I think that's the best advice of all. Be passive in your interactions with animals. Don't chase them, corner them, catch them, touch them, or pet them. They are not there to entertain you. This is their home. You're a visitor.
Makes sense. I hate it when people hassle me for no good reason.
You get chased and poked often?
Stories for another day. But back to the subject at hand. What would you say about never touching anything without gloves on?
I'd say that's good advice.
Okay, let's just say divers do everything right to avoid a hazardous marine life injury, but they still have an encounter that leaves them injured. What then?
As with any first aid, follow basic life support protocols. These start with CAB, which is circulation, airway, and breathing. And if you have first aid training, proceed from there.
And if you don't?
Do your best to keep the diver stable and get them to medical attention. Of course, you can always call Dan for assistance, either to assist you with the first aid that you're providing or to interact with a physician who may not be familiar with the injuries you're treating.
You guys are always there for us.
That we are.
Despite stories, myths, and legends to the contrary, marine life is nothing to fear. They deserve our respect and consideration. But the truth is, the most hazardous creature you're likely to encounter underwater is another diver. A few simple steps can ensure that there's plenty of room in the water for both you and the creatures that live there. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going through a top 10 list of dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. We're down to the final three. Now, number three came in as Saba. And, you know, I've been there many times with my friends from Explore Ventures. And that's why this is ranked so high. I think a lot of people are, you know, it's not on their radar. They're not that familiar with this part of the world in the Lesser Antilles. But I got to tell you, if you're a diver, or even if you're not a diver, you need to go to Saba and check it out. And obviously, you can book a trip with one of the land-based operations there in Saba, or you could do what I've done over the years and book that unique itinerary that Explore Ventures offers and cruise around Saba for a few days and throw in a few extra dives there around St. Kitts, which is what they offer. So, as a matter of fact, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to the winner of a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to Saba that we gave away at Beneath the Sea a couple weeks ago on the air. So we'll find out how they feel about that, and maybe you can suck up to them and they'll take you. You never know. All right, so that was number three on my list. Top 10 U.S. dive sites. Well, top 10 dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. So number three, Saba. Number two is the Bahamas. Unbelievable. You know, it's...
They're awesome. Nice job. Yes. 700
islands. 700
islands. Let's just say it's one dive site.
Yeah. See, that's why it's impossible to do this.
It is impossible to do this. But, yeah, the Bahamas would be your number two choice.
Yeah.
Behind every other island in North America.
Mm-hmm. Well,
several
the Caribbean.
Several boat trips on, you know, Explorer Ventures will take care of that.
You know, you could go to South Bimini and dive with Neil Watson Bimini Scuba Centers, the big animal safari, do sharks, hammerhead sharks, dolphins, the stingrays. You could do Deepwater Key, the private island there that we've been to, or that I've been down, and you can snorkel.
That you've
nice
been
catch
to.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to put this on your list, Bill, that snorkel through Thrift Harbor that ends at a blue hole. It'll blow your mind. And that's just a snorkel. So that's at Deepwater Key, or Deepwater K, CAY.com. So, and then, of course, you could do...
I've got to tell you, the thing about the Bahamas, which is so fantastic, is that... It isn't that far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bimini, 42 miles from Florida.
Well, if you're coming from any place other than Florida, it is just about going to Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially going to Florida. For most of the cases, you're going to fly to Florida, then take a flight from Fort Lauderdale or Miami over. Mm-hmm. But it is practically the same place.
Right.
It is... Well, to put it into perspective, from Orlando, the ocean is farther away from where we are right now than the Bahamas are from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's right there. It is 60 miles to, well, like 300 miles because it's a pretty wide stretch of islands. Mm-hmm. But it is just so close and it is so worth going, and it is exotic and it's a reason to have a passport.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Bimini. Well, Bimini, definitely a high point for me in the Bahamas. But, you know, you could go to Stewart Coves and dive Nassau and do the Bond Wrecks. You could go on and on with the Bahamas. I just picked a few of them.
I don't know if I could pick a top 10 dive sites in the Bahamas.
Well, that's true.
And that's me.
Green Turtle Key, our buddy Brendel over there. I mean, there's so many people you could go see and dive.
Narrowing down to 10 top 10 dives in the Bahamas would be hard for me, Greg.
And maybe that's what I need to do. Is create a subdirectory of the top 10 dive sites in the Bahamas. Maybe that's what I need
to do. Is that where
the
pigs were, Greg?
Yeah, exactly. Staniel Key. You got the swimming pigs.
That was cool.
So, yeah, the list goes on and on for the Bahamas, but that's why they come in at number two, at least according to me. Now, the number one dive site for me for the U.S. and Caribbean was not real hard to come up with for me. I've talked about this on the air many times before. I've been there several times. Every time I go, it never fails to disappoint.
It never disappoints.
Exactly.
It never fails to impress.
Yeah, we'll go with that one instead.
He's narked.
So, according to me, the number one dive site for the U.S. and Caribbean is... You gotta let the music build it up right properly.
Waterfalls and boiling lakes.
The Nature Island. Dominica! We'll explain why next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love, 'cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to. And you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to. And you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show. It almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio. The first show of its kind. She said she loves to. And you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are... so glad!
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Top 10 dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. That's what we've been going through today. Number 10 came in at Catalina Island. 9, Roatan. 8 was Grenada. 7, Cozumel. 6, Cayman Islands. 5, Florida. 4, Bonaire. 3, Saba. 2, the Bahamas. And the number one dive site for the U.S. and Caribbean, according to me, is Dominica, the Nature Island. Yes. That's my favorite place, you know, whether you agree with me or not. I think I'd give you a pretty good argument on this one. It's just a beautiful place, very volcanic island, really feeds the reef and the underwater life, and just makes one critter sighting to the next pretty much nonstop. Very eventful dives, especially, you know, if you're heading down there and diving off of Scott's Head drop-off. Or Champagne Reef, you got to mark that one off the list too, where the bubbles actually come up from the bottom of the ocean and makes it look like you're diving through a bottle of champagne. It's pretty remarkable. One of the volcanic aspects of the island and benefits for the divers in the area. And of course, you got all the rainforest and hot water springs, the waterfalls, the whole thing. Right there on the Nature Island, Dominica. So there's my list. What do you think? Feel free to chime in. 888-88-SCUBA. Agree, disagree, comment, critique as you feel appropriate. And maybe I'll modify it or build, make some changes, amend it in some ways. We'll see, depending on what kind of feedback we get. All right. So the number three site on my list was Saba, a place that I go. I've been several times with my friends from Explore Ventures. Matter of fact, we got another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with that Saba itinerary happening October 4th. So if you want to book it, call them up, 888-80, you can call us, but it'd be better if you called them, 1-800-322-3577, and tell them you want on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and you can join me, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and a whole cast of characters that we'll have on board for this adventure. It'll be a fun time, October 4th, 2014, the Saba itinerary with our friends from Explore Ventures. You could do that. You could call them. You could book it. Or you could be like Fred. And who doesn't want to be like Fred? And win a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which is exactly what he did at Beneath the Sea. Well, who doesn't hate Fred? But it's good to hate you, right, Fred? Are you with me on this? Sometimes you.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when people hate you, that means you've made something of yourself. So that's a badge of honor, the way I look at it, and I would assume you do too. Now, is that fair to say, or what?
Yeah, I never win anything. So
well, there you go.
Mike called from Explore Ventures.
Absolutely.
Taken back.
That's a good thing to be taken aback from. So, yeah, Fred Fisher is the winner's name, or the guy we have on the phone right now, who won our giveaway at
Beneath
the Sea.
How is Grandpa Mel, by the way?
Mel Fisher? Yeah.
Yeah.
He passed away a few years ago.
Unfortunately, no relation.
Yeah, unfortunately, exactly.
Yeah, well, it's probably good because you spell your last name differently, so it's probably better that you're not related.
Well, I doubt it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, Fred, you won this trip that we gave away at the dive show there in New Jersey. So congratulations to you on that. But let's talk a little bit about you, what you do as a diver. You're from the area up there, I assume, right? Whereabouts?
Yeah, we live in upstate New York, east of Albany.
East of Albany,
and,
okay.
Most of our diving is freshwater diving.
All right.
We focus mostly on Lake George, which is a very deep freshwater lake in the Adirondacks.
Okay, so freshwater diving up there, and during the winter months, it was kind of cold that weekend we were up there. It wasn't icing over, but I assume you do the ice diving on Lake George, too. Is that true, or you have?
We do a lot of ice diving on Lake George and on the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Really? So is that, do you love doing that? Do you go dive, and are you one of these crazy divers that dive through the ice, and then next thing you know, you're having an upside-down hockey contest on the backside of the ice as a diver? I've seen these videos. Is that you, or is that some other whack job?
Years ago.
Well, before you knew better,
I guess. Right? It was before video cameras were in the
mainstream. Ah, I got you. Okay, all right. So you've done a little bit of that, but now it's time to head to warmer waters like Saba. Have you ever been to that part of the world, by the way? the Lesser Antilles.
I actually got my my first taste of diving as a Discover Scuba course down in St. Martin.
St. Martin, okay.
Back in the mid-80s.
Okay, well, that's where we start. That's where we board with the Scuba Radio Scuba Crew. So there you go. He started diving there. We're going to take on a trip from Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures to go back there. Look, who doesn't want to be Fred? Don't hate him. You want to be him. That's what I have to say. Right,
right,
Bill?
That's a great idea. I will take over his identity and be able to go on the trip.
Fred Fisher, a pretty common name. Albany, New York. He's a big wiener, and we happy for it. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. A new cool new product to share with you. Stick around. This is coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.